Welcome to the message segment of Element of Carry Center International. Listen and be blessed.
Our God is faithful. Our God is kind. We have no words to qualify the goodness of God. All of the testimonies that we heard this morning is an evidence that God is with us. And that the prophetic word was not just picked randomly. It was a word that was released for the sake of his love over our lives. Because he's the one that sees the end from the beginning. Hallelujah. The Lord is with us. Indeed, it is our year of Goshen. In the name of Jesus, we will continually be exempted from evil. The Lord will continually protect us. The Lord will continually make provisions available unto us. This is our month of building, and the Lord will continually build for us in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Our God is everything. If you don't have a relationship with God, you're missing. Praise the Lord. Today I'll be ministering on the power of consecration. The power of consecration. Hallelujah. Now, the scripture tells us that there's a foundation that has been laid by our Lord Jesus Christ. It says, upon which every believer builds upon. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 11. For no other foundation can anyone lay than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. And verse 12 went further to state that if anyone builds on this foundation, the foundation of Jesus, with gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, straw. If you build with any of this material, when the day of test, when the day of trial comes, the material with which you are made of will be revealed. If you're made of gold, it will reveal. If you're made of silver, it will reveal. If you're made of hay, you know what that is. It will just melt away. If you're made of wood, you burn away. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. 2 Timothy chapter 2, from verse 19 through to 21, shall we read? Nevertheless, the solid foundation of God stands. Having this seal, the Lord knows those who are his. I want you to echo that to your neighbor. The Lord knows. Who do you belong to? Who do you belong to? And let everyone who names the name of Christ depart from the path from iniquity. Verse 20. But in a great house, there are not only vessels of gold and silver, but also of wood and clay. Some for honor and some for dishonor. So as we are all seated here, we are made of different materials. We are made of different elements. It is when trial comes that you understand what element you're made of. And the scripture is letting us to understand that there are some persons that are for honor. There are some for dishonor. Verse 21. Therefore, if anyone cleanses himself from the latter referring to dishonor, he will be a vessel for honor, sanctified and useful for the master, prepared for every good work. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Now the scripture says that she can become a vessel unto honor. It says through sanctification. It says through sanctification, you can become a vessel of honor. And sanctification is the work of the Holy Spirit. Praise the Lord. It is the work of the Holy Spirit upon the human hearts. It is the work in which the Holy Ghost takes away the stony heart and puts in us the heart of flesh. That is what sanctification is. This morning we're going to be looking at the difference between consecration and sanctification. Hallelujah. Now, in the book of Leviticus, chapter 20, from verse 7, it says that sanctify yourself, therefore, and be holy. It says, for I am the Lord. Leviticus, chapter 20, verse 7 through to 8. Consecrate yourself. Some versions will say, sanctify yourself. Therefore, and be holy. For I am the Lord your God. And ye shall keep my statutes and perform them. I am the Lord who sanctifies. It is God solely that sanctifies the heart of man. Because God cannot dwell in fields. Hallelujah. He cannot dwell in fields. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, please. We're going somewhere. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, we read from verse 16 through to 18. And what agreement has the temple of God with idols? For you are the temple of the living God, as God has said, not as man has said, not as your prophet or your pastor has said. It says, as God has said, I will dwell in them, and walk among them. I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Therefore, come out from among them, and be what? And be separate, says the Lord. Do not touch what is unclean, and I will receive you. Why? Because he is holy. Praise the Lord. And then he went further to say, I will be a father to you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, says the Almighty God. Hallelujah. The Father says, for him to be our father, that we need to be separated. And separated from that scripture is talking about consecration. Hallelujah. It's talking about consecration, and consecration comes before sanctification. Consecration comes before sanctification. Now, consecration is the surrendering of your will, your desires, your life completely to God. It is separation from worldly influence. It is separation from distraction. That is what consecration is. Apostle Paul says something in 1 Corinthians chapter 6 from verse 19. He says, do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit that is in you? You are the one housing the Holy Spirit. He says, whom you have from God, not from man. And he says, you are not your own. Hallelujah. And then he went further to say that you have been bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which belongs to God. So when you consecrate yourself, you're giving yourself back to God. You are identifying with the one who owns everything about you. Praise the Lord. Now, consecration is a voluntary act, is a decision, is a voluntary act of a believer. You decide. It's not the Holy Spirit that helps you to make that decision. The work of the Holy Spirit is to sanctify your heart. While you in question, you consecrate yourself. He says, be separate from all of the things that brings filth unto you. Hallelujah. It is setting yourself apart, dedicating yourself to God for a higher purpose. For you to become a vessel of honor, not a vessel of dishonor. You have to consecrate yourself back to God. Because he has made you, he has prepared you for greater works, for an assignment. Praise the Lord. You know, I have some dishes in my store. Those dishes, they've been there since I got married. If I've used those dishes, maybe like once, those dishes are just there, beautifying somewhere. Waiting for the right occasion. Waiting for one special person to come, and then I'll bring out the dish and use it to serve the person. Praise the Lord. Very beautiful. Many of us are like that dish. God has prepared us. God has sanctified us. God has set us apart. But we choose to wait for the convenient, for the comfortable, and for that special moment. We are like that dish. Praise the Lord. I don't know, the women can identify with what I'm saying, true or false. We have this plate or cup. It's for one special moment. But that plate is actually meant to be used at all times. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, you need to understand that consecration is the foundation of all greatness. Whether you're a believer or you're not a believer, it's the foundation of all greatness. You cannot accomplish much if you choose to live your life anyhow. Consecration is like a set of rules, principles, values that help you restrict the way you behave. That is what consecration is. It's not only for anointing. It's not only for the supernatural flow of power. For you to become great in life, there are certain principles that you have to abide with. There are certain things that you have to do. We've heard pastors say continually that it's my principle that I have chosen not to lift any female, any woman in my car. It's a type of consecration. It's a type of consecration. When you tell yourself that I will not attend any party, any club, is a type of consecration. For you to live a great life, for you to accomplish, there must be certain principles and value that you put around you that helps you, restrict you from certain things that will not go well with you. Hallelujah. Because I have an understanding that blessings without consecration make you use it in a careless way. Let me try and put it together. It says, blessings without consecration produces carelessness. Yes. It produces carelessness. Because if you do not, you see, that principle that is guiding you, that is restricting you, is a type of sacrifice that you're doing. In order for you to achieve something, in order for you to move to your next level. Praise the Lord. Now, consecration is, how do I put this now? Consecration helps you to align with the purpose for which you were created. consecration. It helps you. The first time, before I started ministry, I heard the Lord tell me to set myself apart. Set myself apart. And I began to ask, in what way? The Holy Spirit was silent at that time. When I asked, in what way? And maybe some months later, I heard the Lord, he revealed certain things to me that I needed to separate myself from. Even to people, how I needed to separate myself from certain people that were around me. Why? Because there is an assignment, there is a purpose for which I have been called into. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, Romans chapter 12, verse 1. It says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, that by the mercies of God, that you present yourself, your bodies as a living sacrifice. Now, how do you present your bodies as a living sacrifice? It says, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. It's telling you to sell yourself solely to Him. The Bible says in Genesis chapter 17 that the Lord appeared to Abraham and He told Abraham, if you walk with me blamelessly, is a consecration. Because afterwards, God began to speak with him. He became a friend of God. He began to hear God. There was a form of consecration. And after that, the blessings was released. So consecration comes before manifestation of anything. For you to be victorious, you must have set yourself apart. For you to succeed, you must have set yourself apart. Dedicate yourself. Now, as believers, you must dedicate yourself unto God. He says He is the owner of you. And so if you want to function in so much power, you have to consecrate yourself. You have to dedicate yourself unto Him. Praise the Lord. He says, be not conformed to the world, but be transformed. Praise the Lord. Now, consecration is you purging yourself of every field. Purging yourself from every field. Pastor has been taking us on a series of the essence of prayer. And it is said that prayer is seeking God in everything. It is said that it is having an intimate relationship with God. It is connecting and aligning your will to God's will. Talking about what prayer is. It is making a request in humility. Praise the Lord. Now, when you are consecrated, know that your prayers carry authority. Because the presence of God will be there. So sometimes when prayers are not being answered, it is because we are still carrying something that is an accursed thing, according to how the scripture described it. The Bible says in the book of Joshua chapter 7, verse 13, it says that the Israelites were defeated when they went to war. They were defeated. And when Joshua inquired what went wrong, you said you would not leave us. What went wrong? And the Lord spoke and said, because there's an accursed thing that was found in you. And then He says, sanctify yourself, because you cannot win your enemies when you carry that accursed thing. Now, what are these accursed things that is being referred to here today? It's talking about the things, the sins of the flesh that we engage in. Gossip. Backbiting, unforgiveness, bitterness. He says, get them out. Now, let's go to Joshua chapter 6. Joshua. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Joshua chapter 3, verse 5. 3 verse 5. And Joshua said to the people, sanctify yourself, for tomorrow the Lord will do wonders amongst you. Praise Master Jesus. He says, sanctify, consecrate, separate yourself, for the Lord is about to do something in your life. The instruction came after they had crossed the River Jordan, after Moses had died. They were about to cross the Jordan. And then the Lord said, sanctify yourself. So consecration, like I have said, it comes before the manifestation, before encounters. If you do not consecrate yourself, hardly will you have an encounter except by grace or mercy. Praise the Lord. Except by grace or mercy. Praise the Lord. Now, let me tell us something about one of God's general. Her name is Miriam Woodworth. When I read about this woman, I realized that God is not limited. I realized that most of the problems that we have is because we do not understand his ways. I understand that God is true to his word. For every word that he says or speaks to us, he is committed to bringing them to pass if we align our ways with him. Now, this woman was a woman who was born into poverty. Her husband, when she got married, she gave her life at the age of 13 and began to have strange encounters from that early age. When this woman got married, 6 of her children died. At the end of the day, the husband left her. So she was heartbroken. But this woman did not allow all of the circumstances to keep her down. Now, what did she do? She began to separate herself from the things of the world. She began to have deep fellowship with the Lord. She entered into deep prayers, into deep sacrifices, studying the word and having a relationship with the Holy Ghost. And then from the story, it was read that this woman will stand when she's ministering. She could just freeze. And when she freezes, things are happening in the crowd. People are falling. Her ministry was identified with trance. People go into trance. People go into, you know, I began to study her. Why? Because of the things happening in Element of Charis. Why is it that people amongst us here today easily just flip into the realm? I want to know. I began to do a study, and then the Lord referred. I don't know how I got into her life. And then the writer said, because she was from the 18th century, and then the writer said something, that when she starts ministry, there are thousands of souls that are saved. There are thousands of souls that are delivered. Why? Because of the kind of consecration that she had. Now, the spirit, most of the time, she doesn't have to go with anything because she was uneducated. She couldn't read. She couldn't write. But when she's ministering, it's as though everything that she say, she wrote them down, she studied. Watch, the writer said, one amazing thing about her is the fact that as she carries the microphone to begin to speak, she will tell you something is happening. I am hearing someone speaking to me. And as she's saying that, people are receiving their healing. People are falling under the anointing to the point that there were some ladies who had a meeting. A nightclub was close to where she was having her meeting. And what happened? They started making jest of her just as they laugh at us. What are they doing in Element of Charis? We've not seen this type of power. Are you sure these people are from God? And as these women were speaking, They fell under trance. Some of them began to prophesy. Some of them began to cry. And at the end of the day, when they came out of it, they ran to her and apologized and asked God for mercy. Now, what am I saying? That the consecration that this woman have is what produces the power publicly. Inside, she kills herself. She made herself a living sacrifice. That is what the Lord is saying. You cannot stand with me. You cannot stand with me and stand with the world. He says, you are neither here nor there. I will spew you out. And what he's saying, consecration is you giving, devoting all of you to him. And by the time you are devoted wholly to him, you will realize that no pattern can hold you down. No pattern will hold you down. When you speak a thing, expressly you see result. And that was what the Lord says. Anytime the Lord wants to do something, he requires that we sanctify ourselves. When the Lord wanted to speak with Moses, what happened? He told Moses in Exodus chapter 19, sanctify yourself. Clean up yourself. And when the Lord came down, what happened? Power was released. Now, consecration brings about the power of God. Hallelujah. It brings about the power of God. Hallelujah. We are in the season of Goshen. And being in the season of Goshen, you need to consecrate yourself. You need to consecrate yourself to see the wonders of God. Goshen is alignment. And bringing every of the word of God to pass is you consecrating, giving yourself to him so that the words, that realm can begin to manifest in everything that you do. Your next level is not waiting for just your prayer. Your next level is waiting for you to consecrate yourself. It's not all about prayer. Is forsaking the things that no one sees that you do. A man said, I had a revelation and I saw Jesus. And when I saw Jesus, I saw a door. And each of this door was like a house. When I entered inside this house, I saw the living room, which is the public places. He said, I saw the kitchen, which is where he does his daily activities. He said, I saw the rooms, but there's a particular room that was not open. That room was the room that I've locked up. And Jesus stood by that door, waiting for that room to be open. He said, he kept wondering, there are other rooms. Why don't you go into other rooms? And when Jesus stood by the door, he said curiosity got him. Why is it that Jesus has refused to move? This was his revelation. And then the Lord said to him, open that door. And when he opened the door, he realized that that door contained all of the secret things that he kept away from people's eyes. And Jesus began to pick each and every one of them out. And when Jesus finished, he said it was as though something came out of him. And that was how he came back to reality. Now, many of us have a locked room in our lives. We have a locked room where we hide all our secret sins, where nobody sees us, but when we come out, we are for Jesus. Because the man said that everything that everybody told him is the fact that he would make heaven. But unknowingly, probably because people kept telling him he's making heaven, the Lord had to appear to him. Oh no, there's something that is inside of you. When you consecrate yourself unto the Lord, that door that we all lock up will not be there. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So if you want to maintain your Goshen experience, you must have your altar maintained. And how do you have your altar maintained? Your prayer altar, your prayer life must be alive. Holiness must be priority to you. You must be quick in obeying. And then the hunger. Hunger must be there. Hunger for his presence. Hunger for the things of God. It must be there. Goshen cannot just be sustained by mere speaking. All of all this must be there. So consecration is something that every believer must decide. Must decide. It is not, you don't see, a preacher said something. A preacher said that when you look at consecration as marriage, it means that the woman has eyes for just the husband. So how she behaves and how she dresses, she will be very cautious about it. So if you see consecration like that, it means that you have to fix your gaze. What God wants, how he wants you to behave. Not how your friend wants, your father wants, or your husband wants, but how God expects that you carry yourself. How Jesus has laid down principles that you would walk by. Not how man, because many of us are looking for the applaud of men. And so our consecration is usually halfway. And when your consecration is halfway done, it is disobedience. Partial obedience is equal to disobedience. So look at consecration. You've done everything. I have sown seed. I have prayed. I have fasted. I have done this. But have you consecrated yourself solely, wholly, completely to God? Say, sanctify yourself. And tomorrow you will see my wonders. So he's committed to answering. He's committed to doing that which you want him to do. He's the one that says, pray and I will answer. In my name, I will answer. But you've been praying and nothing has happened. Why? Consecration. There is power in consecration. It's a way of getting things done in the realm. The accuser of the brethren stands everly to accuse you of things. And if you do not have that at the back of your mind, you realize that you keep walking in circles. Praise the Lord. So I would like us to rise to our feet. Rise to your feet. Rise to your feet. We are in the season of Goshen, the season of aligning with what the Lord has said. You're going to lift up your voice and you're going to ask the Lord to search your heart and remove anything that brings upon you dirt. Like that man who had a closed door filled with secret and hidden things that is against the Lord. I want you to ask the Lord to search you through and through, and every accursed thing that is in you be taken away, because you will enjoy the benefit of Goshen. Turn that to your prayer. Turn that to your prayer. Turn that to your prayer. Consecration is a life of separation. Consecration is a life of dedication. Consecration is a decision. And the scripture says, choose life. I have given blessing and cursing. I have given blessing and cursing, life and death. And the Lord says, choose life, that you and your descendants may live. Ask the Lord to search your heart and remove anything that doesn't please him. Ask the Lord to give you the grace to surrender. The grace to surrender, to live a separated life. We have all made one way or the other decisions that we are not able to keep. If God blesses me, I will serve Him all the days of my life. If God would give me a baby, I would dedicate the baby unto Him. If God gives me a job, all of my salary will be used for kingdom service. And yet we are unable to keep up with all of the vows, with all of the promises that we have made to God. It is time that you consecrate yourself, dedicate all of the things that concerns you unto Him. It is time that you surrender unto Him. Thank you, Jesus. Ask the Lord to restore your hunger for His presence. Ask the Lord to restore your hunger for the things of the kingdom. Blessed are they that hunger and thirst, for they shall be filled.
Hunger for your presence, for your word.
For you to begin to speak and declare. For you to be able to speak forth from out of your belly. The hunger must be there. Ask the Lord to fill you. Ask the Lord to fill you with His presence, that nothing will stand as a hindrance, because when you are a carrier of God, all things will begin to work in your favor. All things will begin to align in your favor. The Lord said to Abraham, walk with me, blameless, without any filth. How much more we will have become the carriers of Him. Father, restore my hunger. Prayers, my hunger for sacrifice, my hunger for service. For wonders, turn that to your prayer. You alone know what you want to do, you alone know the principles guiding your life, you alone know the values. Let it position you for wonders. Let it position you for wonders. You are seeking for a life partner. Let the values of purity, of holiness, position you for wonders. You're called for ministry. Let my consecration, obedience, consecration from my lips, consecration of my heart, position me for wonders. The word of the Lord is coming to pass in my life in this year. The Goshen experience is coming to pass in my life. Begin to declare it. Because I'm positioned by the consecration God in my life. That friend you have been battling with to do away with, the Lord is asking you to cut off, to separate. Father, position me for your wonders. Let my consecration produce power in my prayers. Lord, even as you position me for wonders, as I pray, I produce power. As I pray, I produce power. Let there be a flow of supernatural power in my place of prayer, in my place of consecration. Help me to walk in purity. Set me apart, Lord. Purge me, Lord, to walk in purity. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. Cause my consecration to take away every spiritual laziness, that I'll be positioned for wonders.
The message you've just listened to was brought to you by Elements of Carry Center International, number 6, Otokutu OPT Road, after Plantation City Estate Fence, OPT. You can worship with us every Sunday, 8 a.m., for our celebration of grace service. Wednesdays are for Bible study, 5 p.m., Fridays for prayer and counseling, 9 a.m. Elements of Carry Center International, a place of comfort.